In this episode of the .NET Net Show, we're going to learn how we could integrate PHP with our .NET applications using an open source project called PeachPy. So stay tuned and check it out. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the .NET Net Show. My name is Cecil Phillip, and today I'm joined by some folks from the PeachPy team. Now, you might have heard about PeachPy before, but it's a really interesting project that allows you to run PHP and .NET together. So before we kind of dive into it, gentlemen, why don't you introduce yourselves, you know, let the folks know who you are and tell us a little bit about what is it that you do.
Okay, so I guess I'll start. So my name is Ben. I'm co-founder of IoLevel together with Jacob. So this is the company that administers and develops the PeachPy software. And we've been doing this for quite some time, but Jacob has been doing it for the better part of his life. So,
okay, my name is Jacob. We are developing this software like since university. It started as a university project. So it's like a hobby for us, but also a grown-up project that allows to compile and to run the entire PHP code as a regular .NET language. So it makes a PHP language a part of the whole .NET ecosystem. Similarly to C#, we have a compiler, we have runtime libraries, we have base class library. So it's the entire language implemented in .NET, for .NET, and allowing to interoperate between all those languages on the .NET platform, and also allowing you to take advantage of the .NET garbage collector, .NET just-in-time compiler, and all the, for example, NuGet packages or the other projects built onto .NET together with the PHP.
Cool. Now, I kind of want to go back to something you said earlier, and that you said this was a university project. I had no idea that you all were working on this for so long. Can you tell me a little bit about what was the beginning moments? Like, what was the genesis of, hey, this is a project that we want to take on and work on? Like, what was that like for you?
That's actually pretty interesting because the idea was started on the Charles University in Prague, in Czech Republic. And it actually started a few guys that who are now working in Microsoft. So they started this like, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago. The project was called Phalanger. And thanks to this, the guys learned how to deal with dynamic languages. I think it helped started the DLR in .NET. And then the languages like Iron Python, Iron Ruby, and so on. So a lot of features in .NET are actually built thanks to this idea, to this little project. And me and other colleagues in the university took over the project and continued supporting it and implementing more and more features. So I guess it was like 4 years ago, we started the whole new platform PeachPy, that learned from all the mistakes and from all the issues, and we tried to make it properly on .NET standard and using the Roslyn compiler platform.
Nice. Could you talk to me a little bit about like the DLR and how you're using it? So I know a lot of folks, particularly .NET developers, might not even remember that we have a dynamic language runtime. That's what the DLR stands for. So could you give us like a really quick 2-minute, this is what the DLR is, and this is what we do with it.
Well, okay. What we use from the DLR part of the .NET is the call site mechanism of the .NET. So once in your code, like in C#, when you use the keyboard dynamic, you don't know what a type is going to be there. You don't know what methods it has. So compiler basically postpones the resolution and the actual call to the method to runtime. So it creates so-called call site, which is an object with a delegate to some kind of mechanism to call site resolution. And on runtime, when you actually need to call this particular line of code, on runtime it gets resolved. It checks what runtime object is there, and it calls the binder methods that resolves the actual method that has to be called in this place. It caches the results. It creates the MSIL code that performs the actual code that should be there, and compiles it in memory and saves it as a runtime delegate. So it's a mechanism of allowing to use dynamic stuff in compiled language by postponing the compilation actually to the runtime, where you actually know what types of objects you have in this place. And there is a great deal of caching and features that allows you to do it just once, and the runtime will remember what was there, and it checks the types for you, and it works pretty nice.
Right. So I'm guessing, because I'm kind of thinking about what it's like to actually build another language on top of the .NET runtime, right? So you mentioned a little bit earlier, you talked about Iron Python, and there's Iron Ruby, and then now there's also PeachPy. So I'm guessing like this DLR infrastructure is there, and it allows you to, I guess, support some of those more dynamic syntaxes of those other languages on top of .NET, which is a more stricter syntax, right? It's type checked, it's strongly typed, you know, which is a little bit different to some other languages. So it's almost like the interoperability layer between going from one language to another, like different, you know, from .NET to like Python, or from .NET to, right?
Yes, that's right. This DLR infrastructure, it also allows you to provide some kind of interfaces that defines what to do when this happens. So your like PHP objects can implement this interface, and they can tell, okay, if you are going to call a method on me, then I don't care about letter casing. I don't care about if it's an integer or a string, because I can do all the conversions. And Python can have his own rules, and C# has its own rules. So all these languages like can work together thanks to this. So if you are calling a C# object, there are more strict rules. If you are calling a PHP method, it uses this PHP runtime binder, which has like less strict rules. So it's a little bit weird, because you have like your C# code with three variables, and you are calling three methods on them, and each of them can be interpreted a little bit differently, because those objects are coming from different languages, different worlds. So it works like this together.
So with your project in particular, we're talking about running PHP code, PHP applications, PHP products on top of .NET, right? Tell me, what is the motivation for a company wanting to do that? Like, what are some of the benefits I get from that? Why would I want to do that? You know, like, what's the elevator pitch there for PHP?
I think that's for you.
Yeah, this is the traditional question we always get asked. So, I mean, there are a couple of reasons. I think you would divide it into two main categories of reasons. So either you already have an existing code base, or you're trying to build something new. And much more often than not, it's the first one, where you have a company that has some kind of legacy PHP code base and they want to do something with it, whether it's connected with parts of their code base that might be in .NET, or use some of the modern .NET mechanisms or modern .NET constructs or something like that. Or they just have a very, very old code base that's now totally obsolete, not very secure, perhaps not very performant, and there's an allure of running it on the very fast optimized .NET Core runtime, or, you know, with all the security benefits that come with .NET. But sometimes we actually get clients that are looking to build something new with PeachPy. So just very recently, actually today, we were asked about the potential to incorporate Twig, which is this PHP templating engine, into .NET, which is a completely new thing, and they want to build a new website with this. So that might also be the reason. Most often it's the first one, where you're interoperating legacy with modern things, or you might be interested in creating something new using some of these individual benefits that both of the platforms have to offer.
Got it. Yeah. And when you think about it too, like you're essentially creating like the glue in the middle that could bring these ecosystems together, right? So if there's a cool .NET NuGet package that I want to use in my PHP application, like there's an interoperability from that side of the PHP person that wants to leverage a .NET resource. But then also like there's the .NET person that might want to leverage a PHP resource, whether it's, again, it's a tool or, you know, a framework or an application or whatever the case is. But then I can have it running on the same type of infrastructure that like the rest of my code and projects within my company are running.
Right? Yeah, that's right, because PHP is very, very rich for packages and components, because it's like really, really widespread platform and everybody is making some components. So actually we are working on translating all those little packages that solves little issues like cryptocurrency libraries, like this templating engines. So they have a lot of templates that they want to render on the web page, and now we can render them on the Razor page. So we can do things like this, and the other way around as well. So you have all the stuff in .NET, all the NuGet packages, everything, all the C# projects, and you can just reference them to your PHP project and use them just like that without anything else, without any conversions, marshalling, anything. It's just there. So it allows both way interoperability of those two languages together.
Well, why don't we switch over to your desktop and let's take a look at a demo, because I'd really love to see like how this stuff works.
Sure. So let's start with something small. Let's start with a brand new project. We'll create a console project in PHP language that will translate into the .NET project. First, like PHP is not a part of your .NET SDK. So first we install some templates so we can create projects. For that reason, we have a NuGet package, PHP templates, that contains some project files. Let's make use of that. So first we install the templates using .NET new -i PHP templates and the latest version. This will download the templates from the NuGet.org, install it, and it lists everything I have already here. And you can see I have a new console application template in language PHP. I also have class library in PHP, and I'm sure I have some websites in PHP as well. So what I do now, I will make a directory like PHP console. And let's create a project. .NET new console in language PHP. And that's it. And as you can see, we have an MSBuild project file, which is a project file for your project that can be open in Visual Studio as well, and some sample program PHP. And as you are familiar with .NET, you can just write .NET, for example, build. Let's start with build. It runs a compiler, builds the application, and which starts the build again and run the application. So now we have a console application in PHP that runs on .NET. That's all you have to do to create the application on .NET. Let's open it in Visual Studio, because in there you can see like more features on this. So this is my PHP code. It's a regular PHP syntax. Nothing like differs from the regular PHP, so it's backward compatible with normal PHP. But I can open it Visual Studio, and Visual Studio thinks it's a .NET project. So I have things like references to packages in here, or to frameworks. As you can see, it's .NET Core app. And that's it. I have the operations like build, rebuild, clean, pack, or publish. Basically everything you can do with the C# project. But also, even we didn't like implement any debugging functionality, the compiler produces the PDB files that are used by the .NET debugger. So in Visual Studio, we can put a breakpoint in here, run it from Visual Studio, and okay, and it runs the application with all the debugging features we know. So we have with the output window, we have the call stack, we have the locals and watch and threads, everything. And we are debugging the PHP on top of .NET in Visual Studio like this. And you can see Visual Studio just thinks it's a .NET. It shows the call stack like in .NET and everything. So it's a regular .NET app, and I can take advantage of everything it allows me to do. Step through and continue. So that's like the first smallest sample we can show. But you may be wondering, how did I install the compiler itself? Because this was a brand new computer, and I didn't install any PHP compiler in here. And still I'm running and debugging the PHP code. So this is thanks to the new MS Build 16 features, where you can specify in your project file the SDK you want to use. And the MS Build, which is a part of .NET Core SDK, will download the SDK from NuGet by itself, and allows you to like hijack your compiler process. So what you can see here is a project file of my PHP application, and at the top you can see it specifies the SDK which will be used. And this SDK is the NuGet package that contains actually the compiler itself. It contains the binaries, it contains all the MSBuild targets and settings files. So on the first use, .NET itself downloads this NuGet package and installs this compiler into the NuGet cache and uses the MSBuild targets and everything in order to run the build targets, the clean targets, the pack targets and everything which is implemented in this SDK. And the rest of this is a regular MSBuild stuff you are familiar with. So it's C# stuff with the one difference. I'm compiling PHP files in here, not CS files in here. So again, I can specify whatever I want in here, and as I'm used to.
I think this is really impressive, because as I'm looking at you go through this demo, I'm seeing not only is there just like the ability to build and compile a project, but you have completely like you said, like you've hijacked like the build system, right? So you have like your project SDK, you know, you tied into the debugger. I'm guessing you're just using the built-in syntax highlighting from Visual Studio for PHP, right? I'm guessing you didn't build that yourself, right?
No, this is a part of Visual Studio itself. Like there are third-party extensions that allows you to integrate more PHP features into Visual Studio, but the basic highlighting is right in the Visual Studio, so it's just there. But of course, we have like PeachPie extension for Visual Studio that allows you to create new projects right from the Visual Studio. So if you are interested, there is a PeachPie for Visual Studio that adds you those project templates into Visual Studio.
And I'm guessing as you install that extension to Visual Studio, that just adds in like the templating and then you know, like all that stuff you did on the command line is what that adds for you. It's like you just have it in that visual dialogue that you can start interacting.
Yeah, right now the extension just adds the project templates, but in the future we might extend it for whatever is needed.
Okay. Now, I know you wanted to also show some performance stuff. I'm kind of interested to seeing that, because I'd love to see like what is like some light benchmarking look like with PHP running on .NET.
Well, actually, if you write some more complex code that actually does something, so I have prepared a small for loop in here. So this is a loop, and what's great about this all this integration, I have those diagnostic tools right in the Visual Studio. and it just works. I don't have to do anything. So what I do is I just tell it to start recording the CPU profiling. And okay, put a breakpoint in here. Just run it. And now we can see everything we are used to, like the garbage collections, all those locks, all those tracings, and everything right here. Let's continue, make it running. And now I'm profiling the PHP code in Visual Studio on .NET. So I can select a portion of it, and it tells me, okay, there is a lot of those jittering and stuff. Also, it highlights me the code that performs the most of the logic. And everything as you are used to from the C#, right? So now I'm profiling the PHP app with all those toolings, as I'm used to. Now I see I have to get rid of my echo because it eats up to 97% of the CPU. And that's it. That's how we can like improve the PHP applications on .NET, because like the big benefit of this is I don't see just my code. I can see also if I disable just my code, I already did. I can navigate to, what is it, Colin Collie, like this? No. I can navigate to this, and it also shows me, maybe it's too small code, it also shows me the .NET internals, what's going inside. So it's not just reading a variable I that consumes the CPU, it tells me what exactly is happening under the hood. Right. So I can see, there is some dynamic class stuff, invoke, and so on, okay? Which might be useful because in a regular PHP, if you are profiling your regular PHP code on the regular PHP runtime, you just see there is a your function that consumes that much CPU, but you don't see, okay, there is a string concatenation happening, or there is a memory allocation, and so on. And with this, I can see all the stuff. But if you are asking about the real benchmarks of PHP on .NET, I'm not sure how to.
I mean,
to start.
I guess there are two. You can go on our website where we have all kinds of micro benchmarks. Sure. The second thing that we often do is we're part of Tech Empower's benchmarking, which is a little bit, it's hard because we're comparing Peachpy projects to pure PHP projects, and then there are really optimized projects just for that particular benchmark. So it's a very reputable benchmark. Every project kind of creates their own version just to be at the top of that benchmark. Right. But yeah, in general, we perform benchmarks every now and then. We also have tried to test the performance of entire apps running, real world apps running on PHP versus Peachpy. And the general performance is that for the most part, it's either the same or a lot better depending on what's happening in the code.
I also was curious about what version of PHP does Peachpy support today?
Right. So syntactically, we support the latest syntax. We even support the newer syntax that even PHP supports. We support their accepted RFCs. So we already have all the newest language syntaxes like throw expressions and all the attributes stuff. And we also have generics, which PHP doesn't. So we support everything. There are two features we don't. First is we have a different garbage collection because we use the garbage collection of .NET, which is like undeterministic. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different behavior. And that's pretty much it. Then there is a second compatibility issue. Everything in PHP is written in the C language, or the libraries on the C language are in the C language, mm-hmm. and we are strictly managed. So everything we support is written like again in C#. So we've written all the base class library that exists in PHP, then we've rewritten it into the C#. So all the small functions like string length, regular expressions, all the hash tables, all the dictionaries, everything is rewritten, including the database layers, MySQL, and everything. There is about 10,000 functions in PHP, and those were rewritten into the C#. So if we are doing the benchmarks of the PHP application running on .NET, most of the features are faster. Sometimes our library function is slower because we just didn't have enough time to make it super fast. So there are like regular expression implementation, which is a bit slower than the one in the PHP, because in the one in PHP is developed for like 12 years and written in C language and so on. So there's like this, but that's a kind of stuff that we can see in the profiling in the Visual Studio. So once we are doing the profiling, we can see, okay, there is a regular expression running that we have to optimize.
Got it. So then I'm guessing that means that from an interop perspective, like you didn't download a PHP executable and embed it in a DLL and now are interoping to it. Like you've completely rewritten the foundation.
Everything is rewritten. All the parsing, analysis. There is a huge deal with code flow analysis, because PHP doesn't have types. Like you don't specify the types on most places. You can take advantage of so-called type juggling, so your variable changes its type, and that's the kind of stuff we have to deal with. So we have like type analysis algorithms that guesses what types will be there, and this allows us to optimize the code
a bit. You know, I'd love to see a demo about the interop story. I'd love to see, like, if I had this PHP application and I wanted to bring in like some NuGet packages or, you know, use some .NET DLLs, like, what would that look like?
Okay, that's a great sample. First, you can see we already referenced the PeachPy app package in here. This is the package that contains all the PHP base class library. So all the basic PHP functions are in this library, but by default, your .NET application references this .NET Core app framework. So I have the system runtime, I have the MS Corelib, I have all the basic .NET libraries already referenced by my application. So what I can do in here, I can actually use everything that's already in the .NET. I can just use it in my PHP code without like doing anything. So let's start with something that everybody knows, like our system datetime. And I can just use the PHP syntax to access its properties, to call its methods, and things like this. So let's put it into a variable. Let's print this variable. So that's it. I'm already referencing the .NET Core application. Now I'm running the application. Hello. And this is executed like nothing else.
Yeah.
In the locals, I can see my S variable contains the result of this method, and I can print it into the console using the echo. So that's the one way you can do. You can just use the .NET stuff in your PHP code like this without anything else. You can also add references to other NuGet packages in .NET. So
if you want to add like JSON.NET or something to manage Excel sheets or anything like that, like
pretty much any
you know .NET or compatible package.
Anything from here. I haven't tried random packages before, so I'm not sure what to try. But you can try to add any package from your NuGet gallery, and those classes, those methods will be just there, because it's just like a C# language built on Roslyn. So it sees all the types and it allows you to use them. Actually, all the all the PHP stuff, all the PHP-based libraries are also written in C# and referenced as a NuGet package. So if you are using something from PHP, like, I don't know, like array object, which is a strictly PHP thing, this is written in C# as well. So that's no different to using any other .NET library,
right?
You know. But yeah, this is the one way you can do. We can, for example, create a C# project in here, and I class library.NET standard in a C# language. Mm-hmm. Is it in C#? Yes.
Yeah.
Class library one. Okay.
That's a very creative name. I love it.
Yes. I think we all know what it does, right? Let's create a function that returns something. It accepts string s. For example, length of the string, why not?
Yeah,
put a breakpoint in here, and it's a namespace. So first, let's add a project reference to our PHP project, like this. So now my PHP project is referencing this C# project, and what I can do now, instance, new, and as you can see, I'm using the C# namespaces in PHP syntax, everything like one. In here, I can create the object. We can create constructor in here, so we can track what's happening. Dot in here. Hello. And for example, write the result. And that's it. I have created C# class library, and I'm debugging PHP code in here. So now we are going to jump into here. On the call stack, you can see we've been in PHP, and now we are seamlessly transferring to our C# project. Next line in here. Now we are here. The variable contains the .NET object in here. One more step, and we are again in the C# on the right. This value, this hello, is coming from PHP, but it's all the same string. And then we are going back, and the end. So in this way, we are just jumping between those two languages.
Got it.
Without any overhead, I can make use of the .NET debugger and like go back and try it one more time, which I like because you cannot do it in PHP. And also in the call stack, you can see, okay, there is a language C# and there's a language PHP.
Oh, that's awesome! I didn't. You know, honestly, I have never noticed that there is a language.
Because there's always C#.
Right. Yeah, I never actually pictured that. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I love how easy it is. Well, not easy, but like I love how seamlessly like it goes back and forth with the debugger, right? Because a lot of developers are used to Visual Studio. They're used to this family of tools and their refactoring tools and shortcuts and all those things. And so if I could do all these together in the same solution using these different languages, I think that's a huge productivity benefit for a lot of folks. Now, I know we don't have too much more time left, but I think you're going to show us one more demo, right? Like you wanted to show us really quickly how I could do a web application.
Okay, let's create a web application because we have compiled everything into the .NET.
Yeah.
And in order to run it as a website, we create a regular ASP.NET Core website in C#. Mm-hmm. I have it right here. Web application for the sake of simplicity, empty website. You can use your existing website in C# with all the Razor and MVC stuff because it works like together. So let's start with my startup code in here. Mm-hmm. And now I would like to like call my program from as a web page. So I would like to have written like number 5 on my website.
Yeah.
So I already have my routing, endpoints, everything, but I need to add a PHP request pipeline, a PHP into my request pipeline. for that, we have a NuGet package. We have a library that provides this request pipeline integration. It's called, it's very important, it's called PeachPy AspNet Core Web, like this.
Okay.
This package implements the ASP.NET Core integration. So let's just add it to my C# Kestrel web server. Mm-hmm. Restoring.
And so I'm guessing once that's enabled, like we'll go through that usual step of, you know, we'll go to configure services. We'll
it's not that hard because what I do is I add project reference to my PHP project.
Okay.
And is it there? Is it there? So I'm referencing the project.
Okay.
And now I just write use PHP in here. And that's it. That's it.
Oh,
I just run it and this handler will find. Now I run the code. Oh, sorry, I'm running the wrong one. Let's make this a starter project. Now I run the code on ES Express, for example. And here we have the browser. And now it won't do anything. I think there is this default hello world stuff. But what we can do is we can request this program PHP. And is it, it's loading PDBs. So.
Okay, so it's loading, but at some point it'll hit that use PHP middleware and then.
It already hit the middleware. I think it's still loading PDBs.
Do you need to stop it? Do you need to rebuild, maybe? You need to stop and rebuild?
No, I just run it again. Because this configure method will initialize your request pipeline.
Yeah.
And now if I request the program PDB, it hits my breakpoint.
Yeah.
And again. And it renders number 5. So that's it. In this way, I'll integrate my PHP project that I reference into my request pipeline. And if you want to configure it, you use the same mechanism in your configure services. So you just write use services, use PHP, it should be somewhere in here, at PHP, and it has your, yes, your standard way of configuring things. So you can, for example, auto start sessions or things like this.
Okay.
And this way you configure the PHP. Also, you can use the app settings, the JSON and stuff.
Awesome. Hey, yeah. I feel like y'all have showed us so much stuff and there's like so much more for us to kind of dig in. So before we stop this episode, let's talk really quickly about where can folks go to learn more about PeachPy. Like, is there a GitHub repo? Is there a website? Do you all have Twitter accounts and things like that? Like, where could folks reach out to you and learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have, of course, a GitHub repo, which maybe you can, we have it open here, actually. So it's PeachPy compiler/PeachPy. It's a .NET Foundation project. So we've been in the .NET Foundation since, I think, 2017. We do, of course, have a website as well, which is PeachPy.io.
Yep.
And we do have a Twitter, which is PCHP compiler, I think. So, yep, we very much appreciate anybody that follows us or that submits issues when they run into any problems or if they have questions. All that is greatly appreciated. Anybody that wants to contribute, of course, is free to. We're in the .NET Foundation, so all the legal stuff surrounding it is provided by Microsoft or the .NET Foundation. So. Yeah, we appreciate any support.
All right, man. Hey, well, thank you so much for coming on and showing us this demo. I know there's tons of folks, particularly where I am in South Florida, that use a lot of PHP. So I'm pretty sure they'd be really excited in checking this out and giving it a try with some of their existing projects. But we're definitely going to have you all come back on again another time to talk a little bit more about some of the other things we can do with PeachPy. But until then, like, again, this has been another episode of the On.NET Show. Thank all of you for watching. And again, thanks, you know, to our folks here from PeachPy for coming on and showing us these really cool demos.